morning. Welcome to Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimak. Today is January 26th, the memorial of Saints Timothy and Titus. They were two of the co-workers along with St. Paul in his mission to the Gentiles, so we ask for their intercession on this day. We have got a fantastic show lined up for you this morning. Thank you for tuning in. Let's get it kicked off with prayer, as we do each day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for this new day. We thank you for the many blessings in our lives. We thank you for loving us. We thank you for being always available. Wherever we go, we know you're available. We ask you to give us the grace that we need to deal with the problems and the challenges that we will face during this day. I ask you to speak through us this morning so that we can proclaim your message. We lift up all of our own intentions. We give them to you, Father, and we let you handle them. We are letting you handle them for us because we know that you can handle them a lot better than we can. And as we've been doing each day this week, we now unite in prayer to end abortion. Lord God, I thank you today for the gift of my life and for the lives of all my brothers and sisters. I know there is nothing that destroys more life than abortion, yet I rejoice that you have conquered death by the resurrection of your Son. I am ready to do my part in ending abortion. Today I commit myself never to be silent, never to be passive, never to be forgetful of the unborn. I commit myself to be active in the pro-life movement and never to stop defending life until all my brothers and sisters are protected and our nation once again becomes a nation with liberty and justice, not just for some, but for all. And we ask for this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, again, that was the prayer to end abortion. That comes from Priest for Life. You can find a copy of that prayer at priestforlife.org. We had Father Frank Pavone on the show yesterday, who is the National Director of Priest for Life. Check out all the great resources they have. And as Father said on the show today, I hope you're able to listen to it. He said on the show yesterday, I should say, we are all responsible for protecting the life of the unborn. Tomorrow is the March for Life. We're going to have a special edition of Spirit in the Morning, 2 hours. We're going to be on the air 2 hours tomorrow from 7 a.m. right through 9 a.m. We will have several people reporting to us, either en route to the March for Life or from Washington, D.C. So I want you to stick with us tomorrow. We'll talk more about what you can do, even if you can't get down to the march, what you can do to speak out and to help protect the lives of the unborn. Speaking of the March for Life, somebody who will be proceeding down to Washington, D.C., Dave Parker, you're going to be going on the march.
Yes, Gary, I am.
I want to talk about this for a minute, Dave. By the way, good morning.
It is morning. Good morning, Gary.
You know, Dave, you were inspired this year.
Oh, yes.
For whatever reason, the Holy Spirit inspired you to go. Now, you've never gone before to the March for Life.
Correct.
But you felt that call.
Oh, absolutely.
Talk about
Big
that
time.
For a minute, because somebody else might be struggling with this right now, thinking, should I go?
Yeah, very good point, Gare. In years past, I would say, well, yeah, I want to go.
Right.
And then always, well, something came up.
Yes.
And it could have been moved. Those, you know, whatever came up could have been moved or rescheduled. And this year I just said, no, I have to go. I felt convicted by the Holy Spirit to go. It's big. You know, this, and it, so although all my brothers and sister Catholics and other Christians who have gone before me who may not be able to go, I said, well, it's my turn.
Wow.
So if you're on the fence, folks, and you're thinking about should I or should I not, yes, weather's going to be good. Nothing like last year in the snowmageddon.
Yeah, right.
So go, by all means.
That's awesome, man. You're going to be checking in with us from the bus. We're going to try to call you in the 8 o'clock hour.
Yes.
Now, you never know with cell phone reception. We've got several people. Let me run down this list checking in with us, or we'll be checking in with them tomorrow, because we're going to be, Frank Eliason and myself will be here holding down the fort. We're going to be anchoring the program. We will be checking in with Chris Bell, who was on the program before. He's the founder of Good Counsel Homes. He's going to be in D.C. He's going to give us an idea of what's going on there. Marie Joseph, who does such great work in the Delaware Valley here to stand up for life, to help women who are experiencing crisis pregnancies. Marie will be on the bus. She's going to be reporting to us from the bus. Dave Parker will be checking in with him. Liz Ann Pando, the president of St. Hubert's Catholic High School. Again, she's going to be on the bus as well because we want to get a feel for the environment, what everybody's experiencing, what they're seeing down there. And then also, we are going to check in with Gabby Smith. Gabby is one of the co-hosts from the program Wake Up on Catholic Community Radio in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. She's a friend. I do their show each week, and I asked her if we could check in with her. She will be down in Washington, D.C., reporting for their station, and she's a, you know, she's a young person. She's in her early 20s, and I want to get a young person's perspective about how important it is for the young people to get involved. I think one of the cool things, Dave, I've been on the march before. Mm-hmm. One of the things you'll see is you're going to be inspired not only by the great number of religious and clergy, you're going to see tons of young people. Oh, that is so hopeful.
I'm looking forward to that.
Because everything that I hear indicates that the youth of today, they're very pro-life.
Yes, they are.
So this is all good. You know, Father Frank said on the program yesterday, he's very optimistic.
Oh, yes. I was thinking, Garrett, as you were going on. Just from Father Pavone's coming on yesterday, that, I mean, if I could have been more convicted, he was just awesome.
Yeah.
You know, and he is optimistic.
He's very optimistic.
He's very optimistic, and this thing is turning around. We make an impact. We
yes.
make a difference.
Yes, and I think that's good. You know, there have been so many people who have been actively involved in the pro-life movement, much more so than I ever have been. I was mm-hmm. very lukewarm for years. I'll be honest. I did not get involved. I've done some things. I've mm-hmm. prayed rosaries outside of abortion clinics. I have mm-hmm. done that mm-hmm. on occasion. But I'm mm-hmm. telling you, there are a lot of heroes. One of them is Bill Miller, a local guy here.
Oh, yeah,
who's
absolutely.
Been devoted to this movement for years and years and years.
Mm-hmm.
These are our heroes.
Yeah. He was just on a couple weeks back.
Yeah. I mean,
With Marie Joseph, if you all recall.
Yep. And people like Marie, they have really paved the way. Father Frank Pavone, he's been leading this pro-life movement. And because of their efforts for years, mm-hmm. and because of the fact that they're turning to God, this is very much a spiritual movement. I mean, nobody who's in the pro-life movement is necessarily doing it on their own. They're going out and they're making their voices heard. They're doing what they can, but they're relying on God's grace and His providence.
Mm-hmm.
So God is really behind this, and we
yes.
know God's on our side with this movement.
Yes.
So thanks be to God, we are winning this battle.
Yeah, and we are His eyes, ears,
yep.
hands, feet in the movement.
Right, so feel good about this, and that's why I'm saying this. I want you to feel good about this. This battle is being won. We now have a pro-life administration in Washington. Praise
mm-hmm,
God for that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and that's due to the prayers. That's greatly in part to the prayers and to you making your voice known. So please, if you're thinking about the march, go for it. If you can't, and I realize not everybody can make this trip, there are things you could do. You can pray, you can fast, you can go to your local adoration chapel,
mm-hmm,
you can go to
mm-hmm.
your parish. Many parishes are having Eucharistic adoration tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Specifically for...
Yes. Yes.
The march, you could be in union with those
mm-hmm.
like Dave Parker who will be
yeah.
marching in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
So don't give up. There is plenty that you can do. And again, Frank and myself, we will be here live in the studio tomorrow from 7 to 9 a.m. I hope you'll be able to join us on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we got a great show today. Lots of good things coming up. Bear Wozniak, our
Bear.
Buddy. Yes, we know where he is this time. Last time we checked in with Bear, he was traveling from coast to coast. He's going to be checking in with us from Florida this morning.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be talking about virtues, specifically the virtue of fortitude. Bear has a new book out, Deep Adventure, The Way of Heroic Virtue. I want you to listen to this, especially if you're somebody who's struggling right now. Do you find it difficult to get through today? Does everything look bleak in your life? Does it look hopeless? This is where the virtue of fortitude can kick in. Now, Bear does a lot of speaking to men, but this message is for men and women. You
mm-hmm.
need to hear this. Bear Wozniak coming up at 7:35 today. We'll be talking about fortitude, how to keep going when we don't feel like it. Also, we'll have the Be Not Afraid Bible verse of the day. I'll have some messages from our Holy Father, Pope Francis. There was something I wanted to cover yesterday, but because we had three guests, I just wasn't able to get to it. We'll do that. We'll also talk about something else the Pope said in his audience yesterday. He said, trusting in God means letting go of what we want. In other words, God knows best, even though it doesn't seem like it sometimes. Let's see. We'll have our usual assortment of music and entertainment, right, Dave?
Yes. And Gary and I are here.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, I was going to say. I
mean, we can provide some things.
And I use that term loosely. Frank's nodding his head. That's not a good thing. Yeah. We can be entertaining, Dave, sometimes.
Yes,
but
we can.
It's often not intentional.
It's a blessing.
Anyway, I think it's gospel time. Let's take a look at today's gospel. It comes from Mark chapter 4, verses 21 through 25. Jesus said to his disciples, "Is a lamp brought in to be placed under a bushel basket or under a bed, and not to be placed on a lampstand? For there is nothing hidden except to be made visible. Nothing is secret except to come to light. Anyone who has ears ought to hear." He also told them, "Take care what you hear. The measure with which you measure will be measured out to you, and still more will be given to you. To the one who has, more will be given. From the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away." Dave, I think this is so appropriate, given that the March for Life, right,
is tomorrow. I was just going to say that, Gary. Absolutely. Go ahead.
I mean, we have that chance to be that shining light tomorrow.
Exactly.
To be that light in the darkness, standing up for life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
To be not afraid to get out there and say, we believe in life.
Take your basket off, uncover the lamp, you know?
Yep. So tomorrow is a great example, even for your friends and your family. I mean, not even on a national level. Hopefully the march will get the coverage it deserves. There's always been that problem in the past. The mainstream media kind of downplays the March for Life. Certainly EWTN will do a great job covering it.
Mm-hmm.
But even on a local level, in your house, by you going, Dave, I'm sure some people are looking at you, your friends, your fellow parishioners, family members, saying, wow, that's pretty neat that Dave's
going,
right?
Yeah.
He believes enough in this cause to go.
Absolutely.
You plant seeds by doing this.
Absolutely. And you mentioned parishioners. I mean, I know a few. I've heard of who's going, and it's going to be a fabulous, fun time. Camaraderie. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun, but beyond that, we're doing God's work.
Right, right.
And we're joining with all the thousands of brothers and sisters. So come on down.
And I will tell you, as someone who's been there before, the mood is very joyful. People are happy. People are excited. It's a good environment.
Getting goosebumps
now.
Yeah,
you're going to love
it.
And you know, we're going to talk to you on the bus as you're traveling down tomorrow, hopefully, unless we run into cell issues. But next week, I want to hear your firsthand report.
I will report
what
out.
What the march was really like.
Report back to everyone.
Because I know it's going to be important.
Absolutely.
I know it's going to be powerful, and I think you'll be very positively affected. The other thing that Jesus mentioned in this gospel is to the one who has, more will be given. From the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. We all have gifts. We all have the ability to draw people closer to the Lord, to be Jesus to one another, right? You have that gift. Use that gift in some way today. And I always say, because this is so true, even if you can't make it out of the house, by making a phone call, by sending a positive email, by praying for somebody, these are ways that you can use your gifts to help others who may be struggling, who may be down and out, who may feel lost, who may feel hopeless. You can make that difference. You can be that light in the world. This message is directed to all of us. You might not have a radio show. You might not be on TV. You might not have a large audience. But there are going to be people around you who are listening and who you can help. Be that one. Make that difference. The time right now on Spirit of the Morning, 7:14. We're going to be right back. And we are going to talk about the Holy Father's message. Stay tuned.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for January 26th. Today we celebrate Saints Timothy and Titus. Today's two saints give us a glimpse of life in the early church. The zeal for the apostolate, the devotion to Jesus, the deep bonds of friendship that sustained them. Timothy and Titus were bishops who spent most of their time on the road. Both worked with St. Paul and became two of his most faithful friends. Paul actually converted Timothy, who later joined him in his apostolic work, including the founding of the church in Corinth. Paul eventually installed Timothy as his representative at the church of Ephesus. Timothy died at the end of the first century, probably in the year 97. Titus became one of Paul's most trusted friends as they preached the gospel at Corinth and in Macedonia. When Paul was having trouble with the community at Corinth, he chose Titus to help smooth over the problems. His final assignment was the organization of the Christian community on the island of Crete. He died around the year 94. Both Timothy and Titus remind us that the world is saved not by what we do, but by what God does through the life He creates for us. There's more about the saints, along with inspiration and Catholic resources, at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
There's a peace I've come to know, though my heart and flesh may fail. There's an anchor for my soul. I can say it is well. Jesus has overcome, and the grave is overwhelmed. The victory is won. He is risen from the dead, and I will rise when He calls my name. No more sorrow, no more pain. I will darkness breaks to light, and the shadows disappear, and my faith shall be my eyes. Jesus has overcome, and the grave is overwhelmed. Victory is won. He is risen from the dead, and I will rise when He calls my name. No more sorrow, no more pain. I will rise on eagle's wings before my God, fall on my knees and rise. I will rise. And I hear the voice of many angels sing, worthy.
I Will Rise by Chris Tomlin. Isn't that an optimistic song? One of my favorite songs. You're listening to Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimek along with Dave Parker. We do the show every Monday through Friday on Holy Spirit Radio at 7 a.m. And we thank you for tuning in. Let me do a look at today's weather. Right now at the Philadelphia International Airport, your temperature is 45 degrees. Today we have a chance of showers, mainly before 1 p.m., then cloudy, becoming gradually sunny later on with a high near 57. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 34. Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 45 degrees. At the moment in Phoenixville, it's 40 degrees. In Warminster, it's 45 degrees. And in Quakertown, it's 37 degrees. Dave Parker, we have some sports news, some positive sports news.
Wow, okay.
So I think I should share that. Last night, the Sixers rallied to beat the Bucks for their 10th win in 13 games.
Wow.
How about that?
Way to go, guys.
114-109. Right. Sixers victorious. And the Flyers shut out the Rangers last night.
Wait. Say that again.
The Flyers shut out the Rangers.
Great.
2-0. Steve Mason made 34 saves.
Wow.
To register his first shutout of the season. Wayne Simmons scored the go-ahead goal in the third period as the Flyers recorded a rare victory at the Garden. I don't know if you knew this, where they have lost 11 of their previous 12 regular season games.
Wow.
So, something special there.
Hey, let me say something. That was a great sports report.
You sounded
very professional.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you.
You did.
I work
was excellent.
On it. Every now and then.
No, but it was good.
Every now and then. But it's exciting. Every now and then we try to bring you the sports, the weather, and other than just the spiritual matters, we try to keep you updated throughout the hour. Dave,
I'm waiting with
matters.
Bated breath here.
Well, yesterday on the program, I was talking about the Holy Father, Pope Francis, had a message, and I wanted to share it, but I didn't get time to share this yesterday. This was something that he said from his morning homily on Tuesday. He said this, "As God waits patiently, do we answer, 'Here I am,' to him?" Right? "Here I am, Lord.
Right.
What do you need from me?" Instead of, "Lord, here I am. Here's what I want."
Excellent. Go.
The Holy Father said, "Every day the Lord invites us to say, 'Here I am,' and to talk with him." Now, we had Dan Burke on the show, and we discussed that idea of speaking with God in prayer every day. Are we doing that? Or are we saying we just don't have the time? And according to Vatican Radio, Pope Francis stressed to the faithful his daily morning mass at Casa Santa Marta, which he says mass every morning, and he has a homily. And he says some really, really good things. And I like to highlight these every now and then because we need to hear what our Holy Father is saying other than what you're going to hear in the secular news. You're not going to hear some of these great spiritual messages. He said this, "The Lord is always in dialogue with those whom he invites onto this path." And of course, the path meaning the path of following him each day. And he said this, the Pope said this, "God has a lot of patience," lots of patience.
Yes.
It's a good thing, Dave.
He knows
because,
me.
Yeah, right, all of us.
Yeah.
All of us, we can be very challenging. He said this also, "Christian life is a string of 'Here I am,' seeking continuously to do the Lord's will." And the question for all of us, I think, is, am I doing that? Am I saying to the Lord, "Here I am"? And the Pope observed, now listen to this one, because this is something that you might feel a little uncomfortable about, but I think it's good to hear that even the Pope agrees with this. He said, "People will sometimes say that when they pray, they get angry with the Lord." Now, we get a little uncomfortable about that, Dave, right? I'm getting angry at God, therefore I'm doing something wrong. Yeah. I shouldn't do that. Well, here's what the Pope said. He said, "This too is prayer. The Lord likes it when you tell him to his face what you were feeling. Because he is our Father."
Yes.
And we're a little, it's not easy sometimes to get mad
honesty.
At God, right?
I mean, he's applauding our, if we are honest before the Lord, I mean, it could be good or bad or, you know, angry or happy.
Yes, yes.
And just be in his presence.
Be in his presence. And the Pope closed this message with the reminder to us to when we're with God in prayer, when we're conversing with him, don't be fake. Be real.
Absolutely.
He wants that real relationship. So again, and I'm going to address this in the Be Not Afraid Bible verse. I have something else that the Pope said in yesterday's message because it fits in perfectly. Tell him what you need. Tell your Heavenly Father, tell him what you need today. It's okay to get mad and say, look, Lord, I'm waiting on this, that. I can't pay my bills. What's going on with my family? Everything's falling apart. I hate my job. Tell him. It's okay to be honest with him.
Mm-hmm.
But wait to listen for his response. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes he doesn't respond in the way we like. But that's okay. If you're going to be honest with him, you need to accept that honesty from him as well.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes his honesty comes in the form of a no. No, you can't have this because it's not good for you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't personally like that, Dave,
but I
know it's good for me.
Yeah, I was going to say, what this says to me, there's many things, but we have to get out of the way, you know?
Yes.
We have to let go and let God, if we truly believe that he is in charge of us, we really have to surrender.
Right, and that's hard. That's hard.
That's hard.
Same way that when I was a child, I'm sure I don't remember when I was very young, but I'm sure I kicked and screamed when I didn't get my way. In fact, I still do that sometimes. Just ask my wife Eileen sometimes. And my kids have done it. It's common. And especially as we are, don't take this the wrong way, but immature in our faith, as we, you know, it's a journey. We start this journey of faith at some point in our lives. We all start, we get closer to the Lord, but it's a maturation process, if you will.
Yeah, even the saints. I mean,
right.
Look at the saints that we revere. Look at the struggles they had, St. Augustine, on and on and on.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a journey, folks.
Yeah. Yeah. And in the beginning, it's all about me. It's all about what I want. But eventually,
mm-hmm.
as you get closer to Jesus Christ, and that's our goal with this program, we want to bring you and the Lord closer together,
mm-hmm.
you'll get to that point where you'll say, all right, it's really not about me. It's about you, Lord. What can I do for you? I'm sorry. I've been just asking and complaining. What can I do for you? So that's an important realization for all of us. I will have a link to that message from our Holy Father, Pope Francis. When we come back, we're going to be chatting with our buddy, Bear Wozniak, about virtue, specifically the virtue of fortitude. Are you struggling to keep going? Does everything look hopeless? You want to hear what Bear has to say? Grab yourself a cup of coffee. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
I'm Anna Mitchell with this Holy Spirit Radio News Update. He calls it an effort to get back control of the border. During a visit to the Department of Homeland Security yesterday, President Donald Trump signed an executive order to jumpstart construction of his promised U.S.-Mexico border wall. Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto says he regrets and rejects the decision, adding, quote, I have said time and again, Mexico will not pay for any wall. End quote. Meanwhile, politicians in New York, Seattle, and other so-called sanctuary cities that protect immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally say they won't be intimidating. They're denouncing the move by President Trump to cut off millions in federal funding to such communities. Boston Mayor Marty Walsh is promising to let immigrants who feel threatened take shelter in City Hall if necessary. The House this week passed the No Taxpayer Funding for Abortion Act. It would enshrine in law the Hyde Amendment, which had to be approved every year and recently became a target for the Democratic Party. The bill must be passed by the Senate still, but the National Catholic Register reports the president has indicated he would sign it. And tributes have been pouring in for TV icon Mary Tyler Moore, who has died at age 80. Former co-star Dick Van Dyke tweeted that she was the best, and Carl Reiner says, quote, she'll last forever as long as there's television. With this Holy Spirit Radio News Update, I'm Anna Mitchell.
My name is Joe Zimmerman, and my brother and I own Summers and Zims. We would be pleased to provide you with high-quality service for all your plumbing, heating, and air conditioning needs. We are pleased to serve the listeners in Westchester, Exton, Downingtown, Coatesville, and Kennett Square. Our phone number at Summers and Zims is 610-593-5129, or you can simply Google Summers and Zims. My prayer is that God would bless you through His Word as you listen to Holy Spirit Radio.
You are listening to Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. Can karaoke be good for society? Well, in a way, the answer is yes, because music can have a positive cultural impact. Writing in Living City magazine, Emily Christie highlights the reasons. First, When performers try to synchronize music together with others, it produces positive feelings and releases pleasure chemicals called endorphins in the brain. Next, music releases oxytocin, a brain chemical that plays an important role in forming bonds and trust among people. Finally, music increases cultural cohesion. Emily writes that each culture expresses its identity through some sort of music, and studies find that connections are stronger among families and peer groups when they listen to music together. This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
One, two, three, four!
That was Matt Maher with All the People Said Amen. I'm Gary Zimak, and we are pleased to be with you here on Spirit of the Morning today. I'm excited now because I get to bring on one of my good friends, someone you are familiar with if you're a listener to Holy Spirit Radio. His program, Deep Adventure Radio, airs every Saturday at 6 p.m. right here on Holy Spirit Radio. I still got that song in my mind. Oh, man. Bear Wozniak. Hey, brother. Good morning.
Hey, Gary, you sound all really official, like a real radio guy.
Oh, I try. I try my best. Dave Parker, your buddy Kavika, earlier today, he called me professional. I don't hear that too much, Bear.
Yeah, Bear, he did a really great sportscast, you know. It was awesome.
He did?
Yeah. Well, we do some sports here occasionally on the local sports teams, you know, like the Flyers.
I have a couple up there.
Yeah, a few.
Yeah, every now and then we deem it worthy to talk about on the show because we don't want to bring anybody down, you know what I mean?
You know what, Gary wants to become one of those FM guys next, you know, with a deep voice, you know, introducing the romantic songs. Okay. I see where this is going.
Yeah. Hey, Bear, listen, buddy, your latest book, I was reading it over the past couple days. Man, it is fantastic. Deep Adventure, the way of heroic virtue. And I recommend that everybody check out deepadventureministries.com and check out a copy, pick up a copy of this book. But Bear, you talk about, okay, so we have these virtues, the moral virtues. We have the human virtues, and then we have, what, the theological virtues. Four moral virtues: prudence, justice, temperance, fortitude. We've all heard this. According to the Catechism, the moral virtues are acquired by human efforts. In other words, we have to do something, right? And in your book, you talk about the virtue of fortitude, the moral virtue, according to the Catechism, that ensures firmness in difficulties and constancy in the pursuit of the good. I know, brother, that there are people who are listening today who are really struggling with life. What would you say about the virtue of fortitude and what we need to do to keep going?
Well, you know, first of all, it's like this is what our life is.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I first started hitting speed bumps when I was younger, I thought, well, this is an aberration.
Right.
Life isn't supposed to be like this. But, you know, it turns out life is full of adversity. But I think it's what we bring to it. You know, if you take the attitude that really turn the adversity into an adventure, and you look at it as an opportunity it really is really cool when you come to an end of yourself. You know, when you have no more strength left.
Yeah.
It's at that point where you really, like Paul said, when I am weak, then I am strong. And especially men seem to need to get to a place of really to the end of themselves before they can really find the Lord sometimes. So in our brokenness, you know, it says, woe to him on whom the rock falls, he'll be crushed, but who falls on the rock will be broken. There is really a beautiful thing that happens in human brokenness when we realize we can't do it on our own strength, and that we need God's strength, especially, you know, involved in the new evangelization.
Right.
You know, I come to an end of my own strength quite often, and I just say, Lord, you know, you got to carry me from here. But the key to fortitude, it's a little bit different than hope. I always say fortitude is like a fullback lowering his head and just hitting the line and hitting the line and hitting the line. And when he doesn't break through, he doesn't say, give the ball to someone else. He says, give it to me again, you know. Where hope is kind of like a wide receiver, you know, running into the end zone, looking up and reaching for that pass, you know. But so fortitude, like when I pedaled my bicycle across the United States, I got there really easily in a way, because every pedal stroke was just one more, you know, just one more pedal stroke. And we just did the motorcycle ride from Cocoa Beach to San Diego for a long ride home, the reality show on EWTN. And it was just like 1 mile marker at a time. It can get really hard when you're going 400, 500 miles at a time through the desert. But, it, you know, everyone could take one more step. And I remember when I was training for my ninja black belt, I mean, the sensei always said everyone could do one more of anything. You know, like one more push-up, one more leg kick. So a lot of it is just keeping on, keeping on, doing one more, putting one more step in front of the other. If you're walking through a desert, as soon as you take your first step into the desert, you're on your way back out, you know, the other side.
Yeah.
So just taking one step at a time, keeping your eyes on the horizon, you know, and learning that you can't do it on your own. And that's the whole beauty of it, is we get to do it with God.
Right. Now, in the Catechism, and I mentioned at the start of the interview, the moral virtues are acquired by human effort. So this, I have to do something, right, to acquire this virtue of fortitude. It's just not going to be given to me. It's an effort. I have to consciously do something to acquire this fortitude, correct?
Right. And, you know, all virtues are acquired through human effort. However, you know, so you can live a virtuous life with the four cardinal virtues.
Okay.
However, you know, the virtues of faith, hope, and love, you do require, does require God's cooperation. But
right.
The four moral virtues, all of them is something you have to make the first step towards. But with the four, you know, moral or natural or cardinal virtues, you have to make that first step. But there is a way that you can ask God to infuse those virtues with his grace.
Okay.
And then those become supernatural as well. But it always is, you know, my mother taught me to be courageously happy. And I had a massage therapist, you know, working on my, you know, how they'll work on you, get rid of all the damage in your body. And then she was working on my cheeks, and she goes, oh, you got a lot of muscle up here by your upper cheek here. And I go, that's because I smile all the time. I'm using that smile. So fortitude should be a choice, and there's nothing, you know, and it's something that we choose. And my mother taught me to be courageously happy. And sometimes I think I annoy people when I smile so much.
I think you're a great example. And Bear, let's explore that a little bit, because in your book you say no matter what life brings, God is with us. And then I love this transparency. You talk about an experience that you had during the economic collapse in 2008. I mean, it's very easy to look at Bear Wozniak, this successful guy. He's all over the place. He's into this deep adventure business. Bear doesn't have a problem in the world. But that's not true. Bear did struggle severely in 2008, right? And you learned something from that experience. Can you share a little bit about what you went through and what good came out of it?
I bet a lot of people can experience this. You know, one of the reasons why I need fortitude, because I'm so imprudent sometimes. You know, sometimes, you know, that kind of spontaneity really gets you into a lot of great places, but can also get you into some serious trouble. And I had overextended myself in real estate and basically was losing everything. And I remember every day I just learned, I found so much beauty during that time.
Yeah.
I would get up earlier, a couple hours earlier every day, and just work longer every day and just working my way out to fulfill my commitments. And but I found that I heard the birds better, and I could see the breeze in the palm trees better. But at the same time, Gary, I said to the Lord, you could free me from this anytime you want to, but in the meantime, partner with me to help me get through this. But I will tell you this, there came a moment when my son Joshua came over, you know, marched into my house with a determined look on his face. He said, Dad, God told me to come pray for you, and I don't know what I'm supposed to pray for, but I'm going to come. I'm here to pray. And so he stood in my office. It's kind of like an REA up on the 25th floor, top floor of this condo, the only condos on the beach in Waikiki. And he started to point his finger like he was shooting a gun. You know how you'll hold it in two hands?
Mm-hmm.
And he pointed, and he just started praying, Lord, just bless Dad and just free Dad. And I go, oh, my gosh, he's pointing at the house on the North Shore I need to sell. And then he's pointing in another direction. Like, oh, he's pointing at the condo, there's one condo in yourself. They pointed at another direction. It's like, oh, he's pointing at the other one.
Wow.
And he was just like, it was just so empowered.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know that within 17 days, every one of those houses were sold
and
closed?
Praise God.
And so, but for a long period of time, a year and a half, 2 years, I just endured. And in the endurance, we learn to limp, you know, like Jacob did after he wrestled with God in the desert.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of learn to hesitate a little bit before you make a decision. You know, limp a little bit, say, check in with God, try not to be so imprudent in the future. But at the same time, God's merciful, and He gave me grace to walk. And then, in time, He took those shackles off of me.
And Bear, when I was reading the book, I really felt the Holy Spirit leading me in this direction, because I know somebody who's listening is facing what appears to be a hopeless situation right now. And your own words in the book, despite the apparent hopelessness of my situation, I knew that God was bigger than my fears. That is such a powerful lesson. Somebody needs to hear that. You taught me life. In the book you said life had taught me that all I need to do was keep going. I kept my head down, pulled the plow. God was with me, and I kept pulling and pulling until I made it through to the other side. But your message for somebody who's struggling like that today and who feels hopeless, can you just talk to that person right now?
God is just inviting you to an adventure, to excitement, to step out of the box. It's like G.K. Chesterton said, you only need hope in hopeless situations.
Mm-hmm.
Christians are crazy. They're supposed to love the loveless and have faith in something they cannot see. This is your challenge that you're in is an invitation to a great adventure with God. Turn your adversity into an adventure, and stop being a worrier and start being a warrior.
Yeah.
And you do that just by one decision, and the decision is just moment by moment. Just say, Lord, God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me, and just keep walking. And just know that your time here on earth is so short, but we want to have an impact. And also, don't be so concerned about yourself. Look past your own ego needs, your own need for fulfillment and help, and help someone else. And you'll find a sense of worth, as Jesus said. You know, give away your life and you'll find it.
Praise God.
So keep giving. Don't just keep trying to get through things, but start giving. Look beyond yourself and give to those around you that are in need.
That
some way, even all they might need is a smile.
Oh, That is great advice, brother. We have about 30 seconds left. I can't thank you enough for joining us. You got to come back on the show. You know the deal. You have to keep coming back on because you're phenomenal. Right? Bear Wozniak, deepadventureministries.com, correct?
Well, deepadventure.com gets them there.
It's the oh, good.
Track. Deepadventure.com, yeah.
Deepadventure.com, perfect. And you can listen to Bear every Saturday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time right here on Holy Spirit Radio. Hey, buddy, I got to run. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Okay, Gary. Aloha.
Aloha. God bless you. Bear Wozniak.
Viva Christore.
Yeah. 7:46 right now, Spirit of the Morning Time. We'll be right back.
More enjoyable than Scrapple. Spirit.
Spirit.
Spirit in the Morning with Gary Simak.
You're not the only one who feels like this. Feeling like you lose more than you win. Like life is just an endless hill you climb. You try and try, but never arrive. I'm telling you something, this racing, this running. Oh, you're working way too hard.
You're working way too
and this perfection
hard.
You're chasing, it's just energy wasted. He loves you like you are. So go ahead and live like you're loved. It's okay to act like you've been set free. His love has made you more than enough. So go ahead and be who he made you to be. And live like you're loved. Live like you're loved. Live like you're loved. Like you know the one that holds your soul. Cause mercy has called you by your name. Don't be afraid to live in that grace. Oh, I'm telling you something. This God we believe in, yeah, he changed everything. No more guilt, no more shame. He took all that.
And that was Live Like You're Loved by Hawk Nelson. I'm Gary Zimek. You are listening to Spirit in the Morning. I wanted to pass along some sad news from the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. Bishop Martin Lohmuller, who many of you probably know, he passed away on Tuesday, January the 24th, at the age of 97. At the time of his death, He was the oldest living Roman Catholic bishop in the United States. So we pray for his soul today, and we keep in mind all the great things that he did in the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. Dave, I believe up until not too long ago, he was in residence at St. Cyril of Jerusalem Parish.
Okay.
But he had to be moved. I think he was having some major health issues. So,
as you say, God rest his soul.
Yep, that's right. That's right, Bishop Lomo.
We'll pray for him.
We will.
And his family.
And another thing that, before I do the Be Not Afraid Bible verse, I just wanted to mention, you know, we've been talking about the March for Life. The delegation from the Archdiocese of Philadelphia, which are really all of the parishes, led by our Archbishop Charles Chaput, 3,000 people, Dave. So you are one of 3,000 people from the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. It's a pretty impressive number.
Absolutely. And, you know, having been military and retired, yesterday I was just thinking of the contingent. I mean, I was thinking in military terms of what size group is it going to be? That's you can say that's a brigade, a brigade size, and that's a pretty large unit.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes. So that's excellent. 3,000 people going from the Archdiocese of Philadelphia to the March for Life. It's still not too late if you feel that call, if you feel that nudge of the Holy Spirit, maybe telling you should go. Check with your parish and see. There could still be room on the bus.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
That's the March for Life happening tomorrow. And as a reminder, Frank Eliason and myself will be doing a 2-hour version of Spirit in the Morning. We'll be on the air at 7 a.m. as usual, but we'll go till 9 a.m. tomorrow. We'll have lots of people calling in, including our own Dave Parker, as he travels to Washington, D.C. for the March for Life. All right, let's do the Be Not Afraid Bible verse of the day. And incidentally, I mentioned this, and I'm kind of excited about this. All of these verses that I'm using, they come from my new book, Stop Worrying and Start Living, which I was excited to find this out yesterday. It is the Dynamic Catholic Book of the Month. So Matthew Kelly's Dynamic Catholic organization, they're featuring this as their Book of the Month. Sales went through the roof on Amazon yesterday because Matthew put out this notice about the book. And the book is temporarily out of stock on Amazon, but they're going to have it replenished very soon. So I'm excited about that. Stop worrying and start living. If you're somebody who does struggle with anxiety, as have I for many years, you need a little bit of help, I think you're going to like this book. It has a meditation and a Bible verse for each day of the year.
Congratulations, Gare.
Thank you. Thank you. This is the
you
book.
You work hard.
This is the book that I've really wanted to write. This is the sixth book that I've had published, thanks be to God. But this is the one that I've wanted to write for so many years. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I think we all need that daily encouragement.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Especially us worriers, because I put myself in that category, somebody who tends to worry. Today's verse, it comes from Luke 11:9. This is a familiar one. You've heard these words of Jesus many times. And I tell you, ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be open to you. Now that sounds good, and that is a statement that you can really take to the bank. The Lord saying, "Ask and you will receive." Now
that's my favorite, Gary. I'll let you all know. I always fall back on that. I mean, many others, but that is one of my favorites.
And so, therefore, if you're not asking,
and it works.
If you're not asking for whatever you need, that's a problem. You need to ask the Lord for whatever you need. Now, somebody's listening to this and saying right now, well, wait a minute. How come I'm asking and I'm not getting anything? Or how come God said no to me, right? That's the common comeback for that verse.
Yes.
Well, it just so happens that Pope Francis spoke about that in his general audience on Wednesday.
And Gary's going to tell us.
That's right. And this is what he said. Trusting in God means letting go of what we want. On Wednesday, Pope Francis said having total faith and trust in God means recognizing that he always knows and wants what is best for us, even if it's hard to accept because it doesn't align with our own plans. In simple language, sometimes God will say no.
Absolutely.
Sometimes he'll say, wait.
Yeah, he's our Father in heaven, and he knows what's best for his children, each child. I mean, and it's remarkable, folks, but it's simple, but yet it's profound.
Exactly, and the Pope, and this is a direct quote, he said, trusting in God means to enter into his designs without demanding anything, even accepting that his salvation and his help should come to us in a different way from our expectations. And this is where the trust and the surrender comes in. I know it's not easy. This is why so many people rejected Jesus. because they didn't see him as the way they perceived the Messiah to be. They expected that the Messiah would come and free them from the rule of the Romans. The people were under oppression from the Romans. They didn't like that, and they expected to be freed in a different way. And a lot of people ended up rejecting Jesus, unfortunately. The Pope mentioned that we should wait in peace, prayer, and obedience. And he notes that this sort of resignation is not easy. We must do everything in our power, but always remaining in the furrow of the Lord's will. Mm. Now, he said we can, and this ties in perfectly with this gospel verse that we used for the Be Not Afraid message today. The Pope said, we can and should ask the Lord for life, health, and happiness, but he said, always in the awareness that God's able to bring life even from death, and that we can experience peace even in disease, serenity even in solitude, and bliss even in tears. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Finally, he ended with, we are not the ones who can teach God what to do, what we need. He knows better than we do, mm-hmm. and we have to trust, because his ways and his thoughts are different than ours. Mm-hmm. I will have this linked at Spirit in the Morning. That's a powerful message. Ask for what you need, but understand that sometimes God will say you have to wait, or sometimes he'll say no. Why? Because he knows what's best for us.
With a hopeful expectation, that's what he's asking. Mm-hmm. Trust in him. Just even though it goes against our senses,
yeah,
and like, the world sometimes.
And like Bear Wozniak just told us, he knew, even in the midst of his despair, that God was bigger than his mm-hmm. problems. I think that's the message that the Holy Spirit has for you today. Let's close with our prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. O God, who adorned Saints Timothy and Titus with apostolic virtues, grant through the intercession of them both that living justly and devoutly in this present age, we may merit to reach our heavenly homeland. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Well, we are just about out at the end of the show. Dave, I want to wish you well tomorrow.
Thank
on
you,
the March
Gare.
For
yes,
Life.
Yes. Keep me in prayer. Keep Cabrini parishioners and all the travelers.
Exactly. Exactly.
In prayer, folks.
Yes.
Thanks, Gare.
And we pray for the effectiveness of their witness tomorrow, that the whole world can see the truth of life, the message of Jesus Christ, that all lives matter from conception to natural death. That's what we're marching for tomorrow. And remember, we're going to be on the air live, Spirit of the Morning, two-hour version of the program tomorrow. I hope you'll be able to join us on the show.
And good luck to you and Frank, who are doing this. You know, you're staying back, but you're key and important, and I want to talk to you guys.
Yeah, and we're going to miss you, but we'll be in contact with you by phone. Dave Parker, by the way, as I always like to say, whatever happens to you today, remember that God is with you. Turn around and say hi to him. God bless you. We'll talk to you next time.